Gentlemen, let's broaden our minds. Lawrence?
Hello and welcome to episode 72 of the Films and Swearing Movie Podcast. I am your host, Stu. Joining me today, it is No Karen Hatway and Aspen, Always Swearing Andy Walker.
Oh, good effort. Put some fucking interest in it. You're just saying it like it's just a line on a bit of paper.
I just wanted to say it all whilst taking a sip of coffee.
Yeah, it all before you take a sip of coffee.
Andy Walker.
Alright.
That probably sounds disgusting.
Yes.
Each week we watch one film, we build up, we break it down, we take a look at the facts, we take a look at the figures, but first, Andy watched 50 Grays of Shades.
Did I?
Aye, that thing if you put the title all the way about.
Aye, I watched that. A bit. No problem with that, like.
I want to hear your review. Rather than getting a picture with a sad smiley face.
It's strange to me.
Okay.
It's like, the woman has, like, weird interest in, like, anything that she's no understood, like, that doesn't make sense. Anything that she's no tried before, it just makes orgasmic.
Right.
What was it she was doing? It was like he was putting an ice cube down her chest, and like, fucking orgasm in the other shop. It's like, no need. It's happened loads of times.
Like, why is this? Ice, you put water in a freezer and, for an hour.
And great, it's just so fucking confusing. He's like, if I was your boyfriend, I wouldn't let you sit down for a week. It's like, and then she was like, I want to bite that lip. And then, no, don't touch me. And then he goes away.
That's it. The only part of Fifty Shades of Grey I've ever seen is the Honest Trailers piss take of it. And it was something about how, like, through the narration, she says something about, maybe I'm reading it wrong now, but I think she said she was quite sexually experienced. No. And then when it came to him, it's like she was discovering sex for the first time, but, like, she's never heard of, like, a butt plug or this, that, or the next thing. Like, she seems that fucking doe eyed, like, she's been in a fucking shelter and now she's been let out and gone, oh. Like, fucking fluffy handcuffs.
What angle for you? I thought you was a fucking virgin. It's like the fucking,
like, one of those women that was kept in a fucking bunker. Like, what happened in America last year? Mine, a man kept, like, three women as slaves in a bunker. She just let out into this fucking sexual world.
No, but the way you played the character, I agree, that boy, whatever his name is.
Aye, I have fucking no name.
The
guy.
Irish cunt.
Is he Irish?
I watched a programme where...
He doesn't speak Irish.
You get the Irish accent sometimes.
When he forgets.
But no, he was in a programme I watched with Gillian Anderson.
Right.
She was a police cop that went across to Ireland.
A police cop?
She was a police cop.
Right, so she was in Ireland.
She went across to find this serial killer, and right, he was the serial killer.
Ah, right.
And he was basically like, he was playing the same fucking character.
And
acting weird as fucking creepy and just appearing whenever he wanted to appear.
Now, I think what also was like the big moan about it that I heard was that it was tame.
Apart from the bit where he went fucking mental, said, I'm going to hit you six times.
Oh, well, maybe that, but...
Total fucking riding crop to the bits.
I think that's it, like, people were expecting it to be, I don't know if it's rougher or, like, for, like, what I ken of the book, like, there's a red room and I'm guessing there's something to do with anal things and,
there's
like,
lots of
whips.
There's lots of whips, lots of handcuffs,
so
bits and bobs.
Like, I reckon if people were, like, doing that, it was surprisingly soft or, like... I reckon, were they just expecting porn?
I think so. Just put on the fucking free websites, you'll get what you want. That's what you're looking for.
And that's it. This is only the first one. There's still going to be two more of these things.
The one thing that was dodgy, is you got to see Shaft.
What? That's what they were probably waiting for.
But that's all you got to see.
Mm.
Flaccid Shaft.
Aye, oh.
That's what the women will be going mental about.
Exactly. Like, I that is, like, when it comes to maybe, like, not the BBFC, but, like, for things that they could show on camera.
Yeah.
Like, I reckon if it's just TV, but I'm pretty sure, like, no erections. Like,
that's shocking.
I don't think they could, like, or maybe that's just, like, TV guidelines that they can't show that. They just have to, like, cut that bit. But,
yeah.
Although I'm guessing, like, in films, like, Nymphomaniac, I'm pretty sure there'll be plenty of...
I don't know. I fucking skimmed that film. Like,
maybe in the director's cut, the 5-hour director's cut, which is full of boners. That was the point. It's like fucking, you've got the Shaft edition.
The fucking Bell End edition.
Hard as a fucking... I don't know. I don't even know.
Thor's Hammer edition.
Aye. Like we present percentages underneath it in brackets say does not include Chris Hemsworth. They puts it back. It's actually still in Starsguard. The guy from Thor. Like, the guy from Thor's in this. The old one that was naked at Stonehenge.
Oh, he's got to be naked again.
Aye, not the one I wanted to see.
With an old grey-haired boner.
We've got Bell, Jamie Bell. Billy Elliot. All he wants to do is dance.
Right. On your dick.
Right, ladies and gentlemen, it is now time for us to talk about the movie.
It's Two Guns. How did we get to this point then?
Last week we watched Man on Fire.
Aye.
Yep, and I'm quite proud of myself that I never went, "Oh, that man is on fire." I had to get in this week.
That was fucking rank.
Yeah, I just had to say it.
It's even the name of the song.
Exactly, that's the point. Wordplay.
It's no wordplay.
I'm not going to be like, "Oh, this film is like sex on fire." No, it has to be about man on fire. So, this week it is about
STDs. Two men.
With guns.
STDs.
So, if you haven't seen Two Guns...
Aye. I thought the fire alarm was going off.
I should really lower the volume of that when I'm doing it. And I actually find it quite funny now that people's tweeting in saying, "I've heard that music before. I don't know that guy's music." I'm like, maybe. Don't talk to Vince McMahon. But yes, we are watching Two Guns today. That is your spoiler warning.
Yeah.
So hopefully that's enough time for you to get your hearing back, turn off the podcast, and watch Two Guns, and then come back.
Mm-hmm.
Or just listen to us anyway.
Because
we're going to tell you what happens, and if it's worth watching.
Yes.
Andrew.
What?
What happens in Two Guns?
Well, there's an undercover DEA agent trying to catch this fucking drug lord kingpin to Mexico, and he's got his best pal who he thinks is a fucking wee dipit fucking arsonist.
Aye.
Then they go and try to rob the guy and find out that they've robbed a wee bit more money than they expected, and it just happened to be the CIA
that they've robbed.
Aye. And turns out the other guy, Mark Wahlberg, is a fucking military special ops fucking
Navy SEAL
intel fucking guy. He gets double crossed by his commander.
Dum dum.
Because he wants to steal the money.
You get double crossed by that boy from Hop.
Aye. What do I mean him for? Fucking.
He's actually been in a lot of stuff.
Funeral at a wedding or whatever it is.
Death at a funeral.
Death at a funeral, that's it.
Aye. You're thinking four weddings and a funeral. Like Hugh Grant has been in a lot of things, especially in St. Andrews.
Oh, look, pussy.
Aye, so that's it. The plot's a little confusing, gets a wee bit complicated at times.
No,
well, for me it did.
Oh, that's a shame though.
So the film is directed by Baltazar Kormákur.
We love it.
The fucking Icelandic Pokemon.
Icelandic Pokemon.
Well, no, he's just Icelandic.
Oh.
So, Balthazar Kormákur, my new favourite name to see.
Icelandic Pokemon.
Yep, is the director of Contraband.
Oh, wonder who's in that.
It's like, all I know about that movie is Mark Wahlberg pulling the shirt up like, let's go. I've got Contraband on me. How did it get there? Which is like a terrible Mark Wahlberg. It should be, what? No, Contraband.
I don't have any.
I'm a Transformer. And he's also the director of the new movie Everest. Got Jake Gyllenhaal. People going up Mount Everest, which is alright. But on the way back down, wee bit trouble. I think it's based around a true tale of shit going down on Everest.
What do you expect?
I was like, don't mess with Everest, don't go up it.
It's just fucking stupid, we're not meant to be doing that kind of thing.
It's like Keira Knightley, it's all these serious actors. Then Jake Gyllenhaal's in there as the fucking wild card surfer dude that obviously is just probably going to live. But caused the accident in the first place.
Probably. Everybody else dies.
Aye.
Hope so.
It'll just go, oh, hee-hoo! And then you'll just hear like that big crack.
Oh shit. It's like a gunshot.
Just fucking wipes it. Everyone goes, oh dude, sorry.
Calm down, it's still Keanu Reeves though. Whoa. God damn that. Oh shit.
Two Guns stars Denzel Washington.
Does it?
As Bobby. Bobby Beans.
Bobby T.
Bobby Trench. Aye. Man of many Bobby.
He loves his Bobby.
Mark Wahlberg as Stig.
Stig.
Paula Patton as Latino Deb.
Yeah. Latino Deb, that's what racist.
Just the name Paula Patton.
I know, like, she doesn't look like a Paula Patton. Like
Doc Cotton? No. Edward James Olmos as Papi Greco. Bill Paxton as Errol. Robert John Burke as Jessup. And James Marsden as Quincy.
Right, that didn't help me at all. Who any of they are.
Right, I'll explain as I go along.
Right.
Alright, so, Andrew.
What?
Was this the first time you've seen Two Guns?
No.
Do you like Two Guns?
Yes. It was good.
It was good. I enjoyed watching it.
I enjoyed that kind of body cop kind of humour.
I thought you said body cop.
Body cop!
Like, word cop on top of another.
One ribbed calf.
Firing guns.
Yeah.
Raining money. So this was, technically, it was my first watch of it.
Technically?
I remember we spoke briefly of it last time.
Yeah,
at the end
you hated
of
it.
Man on Fire. I remember watching it, and I must have turned it off because it got to a point where it's like I don't remember any of this happening at all.
Right.
Like it was one of these things where I must have had it on, but just doing shit in the house and then going like, "What the fuck's going on? Wait, who? Why did he shoot him? Ah, oh, fuck this shit." So I wasn't paying attention to it, but I came away thinking it's actually pretty decent.
Exactly.
It was a pretty decent film.
Pay attention next time, you dick.
I have. That's why we're doing a podcast about it. Right away, fucking Denzel Washington is like turning into like a hip Morgan Freeman. Like, is that a goatee beard and his fucking canvas hat? And it's like, wait a second. I thought Denzel was supposed to be in this. And he fucking takes the glasses off and they go, oh.
He's a man of many faces.
You better get rid of that goatee, son. But that's it. Like, the main thing everyone will probably take away from this film is the undeniable chemistry between like Denzel Washington and Mark Wahlberg. Like, it just seems like they just put a camera on like two best pals, but they just happen to be like robbing banks, fucking having gunfights.
Right.
But like, I'm pretty sure that's just how they would have breakfast, just sitting, just ordering the most fucking convoluted breakfast, and it's like. Like, eggs and pancakes. I don't want eggs and pancakes. And then it's like, I want fucking silverbacks and fucking... Silver dollars and, like, fucking just dropping all these. And then it's
fucking
like...
Fucking hash.
Aye, it's
fuck
like...
Fuck who the fuck eats like, corned beef stovies in the for the breakfast?
Put eggs on it. It's like bacon roll. Coffee.
That's what you need, mate. 3 donuts. Fuck that.
But... You see that? You could keep that.
Oh, thanks. That was a wink. The most disturbing wink I've seen
since
Ted Ross.
I'm not as... Don't localise it. Like, Mark Wahlberg's a fucking world of his own in this. Like, he is, are they going to be channeling Justin Bieber or, like, just, like, the fucking cocksureness of, like, I'm a fucking god and I know it, and, like, like, anyone I want is, like, just fucking dropping winks and just full on player mode.
I don't know.
And
he knows he can get any woman he wants.
Mm-hmm. Oh, fuck it, let's, like, they go to the card sale.
Yeah.
Find out Mexicans can't shoot for, shoot chickens for shit.
Polo loco.
And fucking, like, yeah, it's just, I've written just like fucking several quotes, like from Mark Wahlberg. It's like, you've got a face like a devil's asshole. Like, what? Like, he is, he's just like adding like this cocky little cunt that it must be bulletproof for some reason, like if he's sitting ripping into like the fucking cartel.
Yeah.
Like, did you not see what happened to Denzel last time when he messed with the cartel? Didn't end well.
He had a sleep in the back of your car.
Aye. So aye, like, they go, like, it goes wrong with the cartel. They've no go. And like, how they go there expecting fucking money, passports, drugs.
Aye, no, they were trading passports for cocaine. And the guy gave him $100,000
to go buy cocaine.
And he says, "Nah, I'm not getting it. Here, you take the passports and the money. Now you owe me cocaine."
Aye. So he goes back to the fucking border. They get left it. Then you find out like, our first reveal that fucking Bobby Beans is DEA.
DEA.
What does that stand for?
Drugs and arms or something.
DEA. Drugs and...
Drugs... Something...
Drugs, ears and arms.
Yes.
Listening. A bit drugs. Picking up drugs.
I'll find their drugs.
So, like, right. We've got his... We'll find out that fucking Bobby's undercover.
Yeah.
And at first I thought, right, they're both in it, but they're in separate rooms, and Mark Wahlberg's, again, is just, like, fucking... tongue hanging out at Paula Patton. And
who's old as fuck.
Is she?
She's 39. She's about your age. She's about in your age bracket for women. Almost. Got a few years yet, but...
Aye. So, the fucking agents are, like... Denzel.
Yeah.
Is not a dirty cop, but, like... He's undercover, we're guessing. And
he could bend the rules.
Exactly. But where does it say? He must have, like, a waiver. You know how, like, pop stars, when they go to venues, they have, like, is that a writer or something? Like, a list of what they must have in their dressing room. Or they're not going to... It's something like a... It's called, like, a writer or... Like, a list of requirements that they need just to keep them happy.
Yeah.
For Denzel Washington, it must be top list, like, Latino women must be in his movies. Have you seen Flight?
No.
No. Remember the woman from My Name Is Earl?
Yeah.
The first 5 minutes of just her strutting about naked and him lying in bed going, aha!
Yeah.
Exactly. So it just cuts to, like, just afterwards having sex, her walking about trying to find a G-string, bending over in front of the camera. Like, what is going on here? Like, like, he must have the best contract. Like, sure, Mark Hamill might have been alright by saying, I want one of every Star Wars figure. Denzel's like, naked women. Every movie.
Did he go for that deal as well, Mark Hamill?
I'm pretty sure he has one of every Star Wars figure.
Did Harrison Ford not get asked for, like, a percentage of merchandise or something? Get your fucking phone off!
No. That was Harrison just texting him saying no, he didn't.
He did. I'm sure he made fucking millions off of the fucking thing.
I don't know. I know that Mark Hamill has one of everything.
Right.
So, and there's probably...
Where the fuck has he got room for one of everything?
There is a warehouse somewhere in Mexico. we find out that Mark Wahlberg's undercover with the Navy SEALs.
Yes.
James Marsden. Who is, like...
You're jumping a bit ahead. So they've not robbed the bank yet.
Nah, they've not got to that part yet. That's him talking about, we've got to get the money, then we've got to arrest Bobby Beans. And he's like, right, go for it. I'm writing it down as it happens.
I can't mind that shit.
Next scene, they're locking up the police officers. Locking up the pigs. Pigs getting porked. That's not a good time for the police officers.
The king getting locked up with that big block guy.
They're just looking at him. And it's just like this wee old man's like, I retire in 2 days. I don't know if I'll be able to sit down for a week.
Or like the police dog in fucking Simpsons, it's how he's coming. He's 2 days away from retirement.
It's like any old cop in any movie. Like, he's just about to retire, isn't he? He's dead.
Fuck him.
But I like how they planned it. Like, the thought of, right, it's a small town, there's like 5 police officers, let's lock up the police officers so the police aren't going to come after us.
Yeah.
Then they get on their fucking freaky-deaky masks of clown face and Frankenstein.
Yeah, I like the Frankenstein mask was awesome.
That's the only part that I don't believe, is that you can't calm down a crying child wearing a Frankenstein mask.
Have you tried it?
No.
Exactly. You knock it until you try it.
I'm pretty sure maybe the fucking child just filled its nappy going, I'll stop greeting.
Matchwell Beams love my Jason mask.
Aye.
Up there on the like, daddy.
It's like, no, I'm Jason.
I'm going to murder you. I love you, daddy.
You need to just stand over their bed at night wearing the mask. Just go, boom, and there we go. Right, there we go, I've installed a few.
I've even tried doing fucking like evil noises and shit, and it doesn't work.
It's like, I'm going to kill you.
And shit like that. That usually made Matthew cry his pants, but... No.
Cry in his pants. so the fucking bank heist goes too well for them.
Yeah.
They were expecting 3 million. They get about...
Is it 43.125 million?
125, exactly. Like, Bill Paxton's very specific in how much money they've taken from him. So Bill Paxton's this fucking...
CIA fucking...
Cop, Errol.
Spook.
Yeah. But, everyone in this movie is well written for. Like, dialogue wise. Yeah. Bill Paxton, like, when he's walking out of the bank and he's got, like, his personal bodyguards, but just more CIA agents, and they've got their sunglasses on. Like, don't you realise wearing those glasses make you look like assholes? It's just like dropping wee one lines, just fucking belittling everyone around him. And the same, like, with his fucking Russian roulette story. Where he'll just sit and, like, torture people for information.
Yeah.
Like, people get wrong. Pointing the gun at the head. And, like, if you get it right the first time, you don't get anything out of them. And then just points at the boy's knee.
Mm.
And then, no. you familiar with Bill Paxton much? Remember him for anything?
I recognise his face, but I'm looking what for.
Now, he was... we scanned for IMDb. He was in Edge of Tomorrow, which we reviewed. I'm not sure if he was, like, the scientist or if he was one of the generals. He was one of the generals. That was giving Tom Cruise a hard time every time he woke up.
Oh, yeah. I remember him.
But he's always famous for Aliens. Like, he's the, game over, man! Game over!
Oh, come on. I started watching the Aliens film, but I only watched the first one.
Yeah, he's in the second one. That's the thing I loved about the Alien films, where it's like the first one is a fucking horror and the second one's like an action movie. But it's still Aliens.
Mm.
It's just like a different perspective on it.
I fucking rented the Aliens game. I sent it back after like an hour of play because it was shite my pants. I'm just running along a corridor. And the fucking alien just comes out of a fucking air vent and stabs me through the stomach and holds me up into the air vent.
Is that, that's enough?
Random!
Send it away.
I was like running a wall for a fucking android
and
just randomly just came out of nowhere and killed me. Yeah, fuck this shit. I've just walked slowly for fucking an hour.
Trying not to get killed.
Aye. One time I run, it fucking appears and stabs me.
Mm-hmm. They're off the bank, go to the desert.
Yes.
Fucking Stig shoots Bobby. Realises he's got his...
DEA badge.
Aye. Freaks. Drives off. Leaves him a bottle of water.
Aye.
Because he'll know he'll live.
Yeah.
He's made of tough stuff.
Yeah.
And, aye. Bobby eventually gets to the vets.
Aye, because they fucking, like, two rednecks fucking steals their fucking...
Surprised they didn't fucking rape him, like... They're like, yeah, we're the law out here.
Uh-huh.
He takes his gun out. He's like,
something with a banjo. Ding, 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 ding.
Exactly. Just riding a boot in their fucking dirt buggy or whatever the fuck that was. That's funny, a Mad Max movie.
A June buggy, I think.
Aye. Bobby fucking spanks their ears, makes them fucking pray to the gods, and he ends up at a vet's. You recognise the vet? Patrick Fischler. He's a kid fish. He's actually been in, like, basically all the TV shows.
All of them?
Three. Well, the three I've listed is Lost. He was in that as Phil. Who the fuck Phil is. But he was in it for a bit, like a dozen episodes, so he's probably someone at some point of some significance.
Yeah.
He was also in Mad Men. I remember him for Californication. He was in that for a while. He was also one of the agents in Red State. I think maybe at the end of the movie they're all sitting around the table talking. I think he's like one of the guys discussing the case. Mm. So he always just seems to be like a bit part character. Like, enough of him being a fucking like vet in here, having to pull a bullet suit off fucking Denzel. Bill Paxton doesn't like him much, though.
He's
like, I was just a vet. Like,
poof, there was what he'd done to the fucking bank clerk, the bank manager.
Did he just hand me a wad of money and then realise, like, there's all the fucking drawn pins?
Aye, he's sitting putting all these drawn pins into a bit of paper as he's talking to him.
Aye.
And he puts it back in, puts a lucky bond around it, just fucking spams him.
It's like, he's cruel, he's a bit of a cruel cunt.
Yeah, he doesn't give a fuck.
Aye. But aye, like, the bromance is deep with, like, Bobby and Stick, even though, like,
they hate each other.
Betrayed one another. Bobby's going back to his house, and the CIA are already, like, on their way, waiting for him.
No, that's the Navy.
Is it? Oh, right, aye, and Stig's...
Navy trying to kill Stig.
But Stig's sitting across the street with a fucking sniper rifle.
Yeah.
Waiting. Mm-hmm. Saves Bobby's bacon. I love that.
That's just worse.
Do you notice there seems to be a love of canvas hats in this movie?
No.
Everyone, like... I'm guessing... Well, I was like, it must be set in Mexico.
Yeah, I'm saying Mexico and...
Like, because they're near enough. They're going back at the border and that shit. So, then, like, it's a hotter climate. People like a good canvas hat. We've got Bobby sporting one. Fucking Bill Paxton. Even, like, fucking Papi Greco. Like, they all just love a good canvas hat.
Keeps them cool in the sun.
Yeah, fucking, they're just, like, a fucking shy away if they, like, wearing Hawaiian shirts. Aye, so... They'll end up at Bobby's house.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, that's when our boy Jessup, Bobby's boss, gets put down by.
That's not Bobby's house.
Oh, it's the boss's house.
Oh,
hey. Shut up!
Fucking watch your phone, man.
Aye, I kind of write down like scene at Jessup's house. Notes, bullet points.
Should recognize it.
Next time you write the notes.
I didn't need to. I'll watch your phone. Please.
Oh, fucking suck a dick.
No.
Aye, so they get framed for the death of Jessup.
Yeah, he does.
Aye. What happens next?
Well, after he gets framed or before when he has the roulette?
Nah, we all know how the roulette goes.
Aye. But does it show you talking fucking Denzel? Or he just fucking... Still laughs at the fucking guy with his gun at his knee. Then puts a gun in his balls and says, I don't give a fuck.
Aye. But Bobby's balls were safe.
Yeah.
Aye. It's just the whole fact, like, it's almost like the bromance is almost close to, like, fucking Top Gun. Oh, just how much they fucking love each other in this.
No, watch that.
It's like, just the compliments in, like, Top Gun is, like,
you're the best, man.
It's always like, oh, this shit's getting me hard. It's like, oh, don't tease me. It's like fucking Val Kilmer and this guy just fucking jesting, like, just shy from fucking blowing each other in this room. But that's it, like, when they're fucking doing a shootout against, like, the Navy, and fucking Wahlberg's like, damn, you're good. It's like, settle, son. Then we get this fucking car chase, like, because they kidnap Pappy. Chuck him in the boot.
Yeah.
Get chased about by the Navy.
Mm-hmm.
Crash. Get caught. Wait, no, that's later. Like, there's a lot of action in this. So there's a lot of car chases. There's a lot of people showing up. It's either going to be the Navy. It's either going to be the CIA. or it's going to be the Mexicans.
Mm, the cartel.
This is where it gets confused for me, because there's a lot of it happening. But we get a car chase, we get a fist fight between fucking Bobby and Stig, where there's still no, like, on each other's side yet, like, where they're fucking just cuddling in the desert, go, you let go after three. They're like, no, you let go. And it's like, I could just imagine, like, a time lapse going across them, and they're just sitting there at night, no, you let go. And then it's like, oh, aye, fucking Pappy's in the boot, isn't he? Roasting in the sun. Open the boot, fucking Wahlberg throws an air biscuit and shuts it. <It's> like, really? They just, like, this film is just not to be taken seriously. This is, like, just, he's just a dick. He is Justin Bieber. Aye, so, Navy and the DEA rip off the CIA? Question mark. That happens. Like, they decide that, who's got the money now? The Navy SEALs.
Yes.
And they're going to go take the money for the Navy SEALs, which is taken from the CIA to give to the DEA.
Oh.
To give back to the Mexicans?
Yes.
That's it.
Because the Mexicans, because Papi got away, because the fucking Marines came for them at fucking Mexican woman's house.
Yep. Well,
then he called, phoned his pals.
Aye, and within seconds, half of Mexico shows up.
Yes. They kidnap the woman.
Yep.
And say, if you do bring me the money, it'll be midnight the night, she's dead.
Mm-hmm.
Then he did it, and he does his usual, tell him I got the money, tell him I got the money.
Aye. Tell him!
Just tell him I got the money.
It's like, they hung up 5 minutes ago.
She's dead.
Bobby, let it go. Aye. But, like, that part when, like, the Mexicans do get a hold of them. But I think in just when, like, Papi's interrogating him, he just has to piss in his hands first. Before Dana's like, oh. I think I just made it 10 times more nasty.
My grandpa did this for 30, every day for 30 years.
Aye.
He never got a blister.
Aye. Oh. Like, maybe he's just like,
calm down, mate.
Like, delivering cattle, not fucking, like,
he's chucking corn. Cracking
ribs. Chucking corn.
Yeah.
Right. But aye. Bobby and Stig managed to avoid getting the horn.
Yeah, because they've got fucking rock hard abs.
Aye. Or they did after fucking that.
Aye.
Got their workout on. So aye. Now 24 hours to steal the money from the Navy.
Yes.
Fred Ward shows up as fucking Admiral Tuohy.
Yeah.
Remember Fred Ward? Kevin Bacon's brother from Tremors. That old fucking sun-kissed face.
So fucking an ex wouldn't make it.
He had the same fucking haircut, I'm sure. Just greased back. He just turned into a fucking bit of a silver fox now. Just like, right, I'll listen to your Mark Wahlberg, but I don't give a fuck.
You're my entertainment for my meal.
Aye. But aye, so he's like in as the distraction. Fucking Denzel's in being all stealth modes. Yeah. Bitch slapping Mark, James Marsden with a fucking pistol. Like, gets all like Jackie Chan, takes it apart, slaps him in the face with it. Finds out, there's no money. Not in the same.
But he's got fucking 3 fucking machine guns.
Aye. But it was just like, when all this shit goes off, fucking building blows up. And fucking Wahlberg's being escorted out. Denzel's walking out, got dressed to the T as fucking Crimson Tide.
Mm.
And it's almost like a fucking Ocean's movie, like, just this smooth getaway, you know, the way it's editing, like, okay, so I was like, I'm fine. It's like, wait a second, you're the black guy everyone's looking for. No, I'm not. Fair enough. Like, fucking Jedis. Cheerio, Deb.
She got what she deserved. Cheating bitch.
The money shows up. Whose house are we in now?
We're in the hotel room that Denzel and fucking the woman what met for fucking.
Aye.
And how did they know to go there to get the money?
Because she said something on the phone to him before he died.
No. She changed her ring around. She usually had a ring on her right hand. She moved it to the left hand.
Which?
And that told him that she wanted to meet him. in the room for fuck.
Alright, I thought you mean like, when the ring's on the other finger, that means I've got $43.125 million hidden under a bed in room fucking 236 in this motel that we shag in. Like, okay, that's really convoluted, but if you switch the rings, I'll understand.
That's what she did, she switched the rings.
Exactly, to give and then it's like, wait a second, she's got $43.125 million hidden in a bed in a motel room.
It can't that she had the money.
No.
Fucking hell.
It just is like, it gets a little convoluted at times, but.
Miss fucking sweeties.
I close the drawer.
Oh, I like the sweeties.
No distractions. Focus on the podcast.
This one's for you.
Close the drawer. Can I take you fucking knee away?
You can't. So just.
You just want to
close meet him when I go.
Fucking. It's not the giant sweetie or nothing. Aye. Fucking. Shit bag.
Hey, right. Stinker.
Everybody wants $43.125 million.
Yes.
Mark Wahlberg supposedly got in the boot. In the fucking boot of his car.
Mm-hmm.
So, fucking. Who shows up? Mexicans.
Yeah. Oh, they've not shown up. He's went to them.
Aye, it starts off. Aye. Them. CIA.
He calls both the Navy.
Then the Navy show up.
No.
The Navy backed him up, I thought.
It was at the Mexican saying, I'll give you it, but you have to help me kill the Navy.
Aye.
The Navy shoots some Mexicans, and he says that, oh, you could help me, I'd get the money if you helped me kill the... No.
Because they back him up, like, fucking James Marsden's in the bushes with a rocket launcher after it. Like, fucking Bill Paxton's ready to shoot him. Like, Mexicans are not happy with him. Bill Paxton's not happy that he's made a deal with both of them. Then the fucking Navy fire a missile in.
No.
To help a boy out.
The CIA...
Yeah.
Turn up at the last.
Aye.
They come in the helicopter last, shooting all cunt. The Navy was already there. They were fighting the Mexicans. Because he got the Navy guy to tell him to meet him there.
Aye.
And the money's got to be there, but you would have to kill the Mexicans first.
Right.
He tell the Mexicans you wait to kill the Navy first.
Aye.
And then the CIA come, because fucking Bobby Beans contacted them and tell them that's where the money's got to be.
Mm-hmm.
But you would have to take out them first.
Aye. This film shouldn't be that complicated.
It's not.
It is for me. Mark Wahlberg probably had to take a moment. Like, what happens in this scene?
Asking a donkey.
Where's the Transformers?
Asking a donkey, how's your mom? See how your mother.
Fucking bullet time happens. Starts raining money.
Yeah, it's time to make it rain.
It's a triple threat match between the Navy, the cartel, and the CIA. A lot of editing on this week's podcast. But Bobby and Stig win in the end, basically. Because I think they're the only ones left.
Yeah, all the fucking nobodies all fight each other off.
Mm-hmm. Blow up the money.
Aye, they've done that first. Then the fucking. Then they end up in the bullpen.
Bulls don't give a fuck this time, just let them pass. And you think it's like, wait, that's those boys with the abs. Get them.
Aye, they just run into bulls for no reason. You'd think, oh shit.
Like people in fucking Paloma run for their lives from bulls. They're too cool.
Pamploma.
Whatever. I'm just saying what the advert said.
Right, what was I saying?
It
comes to like a Mexican standoff where everybody's got a gun pointed at everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And see, you my peoples. Are they kidding? That's what fucking Denzel said to
him. Aye. So, it basically ends as it begins. Sitting in a restaurant.
They're going to rob the fucking the CIA again.
Mm-hmm. But at least the fucking Denzel's a better tipper this time.
Yeah. Because he stole money.
Mm.
Oh, hang on. They said 2 million, but he done the
aye.
Hey.
I'm just wondering if the fucking CIA's just about to come in.
Oh, fuck.
If they could hear that fucking helicopter flying above us.
And the machine guns and that.
Why the children's library? I don't know. Do they have fucking $43.125 million? Probably not. That's why they're closing like 10 of them.
Aye.
aye. Any final? Anything I've skipped past on? Particular scenes? Some choice scenes that I've missed?
Just a bit of shooting the heads off of chickens. That was a most memorable bit.
That was your favourite bit?
Mm-hmm.
Poor fucking chickens. Like, Mark Wahlberg's like sitting eating like fucking legs. And he's like, oh, come on, like...
We just honour their death, we cut them up into the tasty barbecue.
Like, I was waiting for him just to pick up the fucking colonel's bucket and just start, like, just fucking sucking the dick of, like, KFC, but it just seems like he was just doing an advert about how much he fucking loves barbecue. Okay, some trivia. One thing that would have made me not watch this film was during the film's development, the original casting was Vince Vaughn and Owen Wilson.
Fuck off.
Yep. Fucking Vince Vaughn as Bobby Beans and Owen Wilson as Stig. And it's like, nah.
Nah.
I'm sorry. But, like, either seems to be this thing of let's put them in every other film going, like the internship.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that was it. But it always looks like they're always in each other's films. And it, I don't think they could have pulled this off.
No.
Nah. It was Paula Patton's idea for her to appear topless in the early bedroom scene with Denzel because she couldn't imagine, couldn't believe that two characters would redress after making love. So.
Bet she'd put her pants back on.
Well, she can't do the full show. Uh-huh. I think there's a 15. No, if it's an 18, we probably would have got to see all of Washington.
Yeah.
And trivia fact number 3, in the commentary, the director and producer mentioned that many of the best lines in the film were improvised by Denzel Washington and Mark Wahlberg, which is no surprising.
All the best lines in all films are all fucking...
usually improvised.
Yeah.
Especially when it's like two really cool characters, like,
mm-hmm.
like, they're cool cats, you know, like, they're just, like... I've written some lines, this is what you can just do what you want, just do what you do.
Mm-hmm.
It's cool. Don't let me tell you what to do, I'm just a director. Balthazar Cormacour. budget and box office.
Right.
Now, do you remember the trivia from, well, no, the figures from Man on Fire last week? How much did it cost to make Man on Fire? Was it about
40 million?
70? Because we were surprised it was that much. I think it was about 75 million, wasn't it? That was.
I thought it was 40.
I'm not going to pull up notes, but I was surprised at how much it took to make that movie. Two Guns only costs 61 million.
Mm-hmm.
That's 10 years later. And, like.
It's probably because they're shooting it all in the fucking desert.
Mm-hmm.
Steady, like, in Mexico. The city. This is the fucking city.
So, how much did it make domestically?
43.
God, that did alright. 75.6. Overseas, it only pulled in 56.3 million. So, altogether, it pulled in $131 million. Just 1 million more than Man on Fire.
Both films are awesome.
That's it. Like, usually these films will just live on, like, streaming sites and, like, the rental market. Like, not many people go to see Denzel in the cinema. Mm-hmm. He always seems to be like, there's a Denzel film on? Oh, fuck, I watched that, aye.
Mm-hmm.
Awards? Now, this is a funny one. The Golden Trailer Awards, it won Best Motion Poster. Remember, like, in the old days, you used to get those lenticular covers, like, for Independence Day, it would be like the White House, and you tilt it to an angle, and it would be the White House blowing up.
Yeah.
This is, like, the digital equivalent of that, is a motion poster, and it is them, like, the front cover, the poster of the movie, them back-to-back, raining dollar bills, and it turns to an angle, and the dollar bills are burning. Well, it's just, like a GIF file of them frozen in time, but just raining dollar bills on fire. That won an award.
Yes.
At the Locarno International Film Festival, a Switzerland festival, Balthazar Cormacour won the Variety Piazza Grand Award.
What does that mean?
I just liked saying his name. Oh. Gave him an award. Like, it could have been for this film. It didn't say for Best Director. It just says it was the Variety Prize Grand Award. So, aye.
Hmm.
Maybe he was there that year and they're like, thank you for showing up.
Thanks for coming.
Aye. Thanks for taking part. Internet's reaction. IMDb rated it 6.8 based on 139,656 votes. The highest, it was voted highest by girls under the age of 18. Like, those fucking minors love Denzel.
Alright, those female minors.
Like, that's it. Like,
they love digging
them and Mark Wahlberg.
They love digging in the pits.
Chocolate and vanilla mixed together.
Ebony and ivory.
I'm going to get sore teeth. I'm going to start looking up who rates it the highest and who rates it the lowest.
Yeah.
Most of the time it's probably just going to be my age group that seems to hate everything. But I've never done it this week. Rotten Tomatoes rated it. What do you think? So is it going to be fresh? Going to be rotten?
So this is the critics, so I'll say 73.
64.
Oh, fuck.
So it's still fresh. That's based on 109 positive to 62 negative.
Mm-hmm.
Audience?
87.
They were a little bit closer to the critics. They were 67. They liked it a little bit better.
Fucking dicks. I like it better than that.
Some rotten quotes.
Oh.
The Rap says, Cormacour could have just removed some of the wackiness and made a gritty action movie, or toned down the viciousness and played it off as a comedy. But as it is, Two Guns is neither fish nor fowl. So this person's like can't decide whether it should have been a comedy or an action movie.
Funny. We can't know both.
The New York Post, just go ahead and assume that everybody is trying to kill everybody and it'll be relatively clear.
There must be an air one like you that can't fucking take a simple...
comprehend it.
Comprehend a simple fucking movie plot.
It wasn't simple. The Daily Express is all complete nonsense. It's entirely predictable and it feels like it's going to be lasting forever. The Daily Express. So it's time for the 5-finger film punch.
Yeah.
How many fingers would you give Two Guns?
Four.
It's got a good rewatch value.
Yes.
You would probably
see it 3 times now.
Yeah. I get a 3 out of 5. Like, it's a good film, but like, yeah. I'm not going to run back to it anytime soon. Like, there is good bits to it, but
fuck you.
Stresses me out trying to figure this plot out.
Oh, that's the easiest plot I've heard.
My head. Like, easiest plot? Piss off. Max, fucking Mad Max and Fury Road's got the easiest plot. First half of the movie they're going left, second half of the movie they go right. That's a simple plot. Next time on Films and Swear Movie Podcast, we are reviewing the comedy Ted 2 from director Seth MacFarlane, starring Seth MacFarlane, Amanda Seyfried, and our episode connector, Marky Mark, Wahlberg.
Damn right.
Reviews on filmsandswearing.com. You could read my review of Rollerball. From 1975, starring James Caan.
See, nobody did at that point.
He's still alive. The boy is still doing movies.
Are
you? Yeah, I had to look it up. They had like an interview with him on it, and he's lying in like a fucking big leather chair with a Hawaiian shirt on, fucking half of it open, showing this big fucking grey furry chest. But like, you know how kind of you get that turkey neck, how it all kind of droops down.
Yeah.
It looks as if like that's resting on his chest. So it looks as if his throat's been slit. And he's lived. And he's like, yeah, I fucking loved Rollerball. It was violent. I loved it. I learned how to skate. It was amazing. But it just looks like he's talking out of a hole in his neck. So yeah. That review is at fucking filmsandswearing.com.
Aye.
www.filmsandswearing, not fucking filmsandswearing.com.
No.
That's where I review some very different films.
Oh, yeah.
Find us on Facebook, facebook.com/filmsandswearing, or follow us on Twitter and Instagram @FAS Podcast.
Yes.
That's it. I'm your host, Stuart Zellin. Joining me today has been the always swearing fucking fidgety Andy Walker.
The button pushing.
The button pushing, the fucking sweetie eating, the phone call receiving.
Ooh.
No, I'm not working all that shit. Aye, so tell them what to do, Andy.
Fuck off and tune in next week.
Because we're talking about Ted too.
Mm-hmm.